早上好。
Once again, it is a great honor to be able to come before you today and open up God's Word.
非常荣幸今天再次来到大家当中，我们一同来读神的话。
I always am greatly encouraged just to hear other brothers and sisters just praying and going before God and thanking Him and praising for all that He has done.
看到弟兄姐妹在神的面前来感谢他，来赞美他，我的心得到非常大的激励。
This morning's passage comes from Hebrews 12, chapter 2.
今天早上我们要分享的经文是在希伯来书第十二章。
Excuse me, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
希伯来书第十二章第二节。
We'll actually start reading from verse 1.
其实呢，我们是从第一节开始读。
And this chapter in Hebrews chapter 12 comes right after Hebrews 11, which talks about great men of faith.
12章在第11章之前，11章讲到信心的伟人。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says,
第一节说到。
Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
God, thank you so much for this opportunity that you have given today to speak your word to your people.
主，我们感谢你给我们这个机会，在你的子民面前，我们可以一同分享主你自己的话。
I pray that your words would go forward.And you would be glorified in everything we say and do here today.
主啊，愿你的话向我们释放，使你的名可以在我们当中得到荣耀。
Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for dying for us and for saving us from our sin.
谢谢你爱我们，谢谢你为我们死，谢谢你拯救我们。
In your awesome name, Amen.
因你宝贵的名，阿门。
In 2007,
2007年
after I had returned.From Los Angeles and playing in the NBA.
当我从洛杉矶 NBA 的回来之后
，I had a young man come to me with an interesting proposition.
有一个年轻人跟我讲了一个很有趣的预言。
He talked with me. We made some brief small talk about how we were doing.
他简单的讲了一下我们做的情况。
And he told me.Basically, that he had a question for me.
他告诉我说他对我有一个问题。
He asked me if I like to run.
他问我喜不喜欢跑。
I said yes, up and down the basketball court.
当然，我喜欢在球场上跑来跑去。
He then said, "Well, do you ever run more than just on the basketball court?"
他说你除此之外还有没有在跑呢
？I said no.
我说没有。
He then went on to discuss that he had been running marathons.
然后他讲到他跑过马拉松。
26 miles.
26英里
to raise money for orphans in Africa.
为在非洲的孤儿捐款
And he said that he had been getting a lot of attention from running these marathons while wearing a shirt that says he was running for the orphans in Africa.
他说他跑马拉松的时候，因为他的衣服上写的是为非洲的孤儿募捐，所以他有很多人都注意他。
And he had just finished running the Chicago Marathon.
他刚刚参加完芝加哥马拉松。
And he was looking for somebody to run the New York City Marathon.
他也找人跟他一起参加纽约的马拉松赛。
He paused.
他停了一下。
He looked at me.
看着我。
And I said, "Well, good luck finding somebody."
我对他说，去找人吧，祝你好运。
Eventually, though, I ended up saying yes.
最后，其实我说 yes.
However, he said there was one condition.
他说，但是有一个条件。
I had to run the whole entire marathon while dribbling a basketball.
他说，但是跑马拉松的整个过程中必须拍着球跑。
All 26 miles.
整个二十六英里。
From Brooklyn.
从布鲁克林。
To Queens.
到皇后区。
Through the Bronx.
再到 Bronx.
into Manhattan,
再到曼哈顿,
and then finishing in Central Park.
最后在中央公园结束。
I don't know why I said yes, but I did.
我也不知道为什么我同意了，但是我就是同意了。
At that time, the most I had ever run in my life was 2 miles.
在那个时候，我当时跑过最长的距离就是两英里。
I was used to running very short distances for very short amounts of time.
我曾经跑过短距离。
The most you ever play in a basketball game is maybe 30, 40 minutes.
那你在打球，打篮球的时候，最多也就是跑三四十分钟。
I quickly realized that to run this marathon, I might be running for 4.5 hours straight.
后来我很快就发现，要跑马，我跑马拉松的话，大概要四个半小时。
So I had to change the way I ran.
所以我要改变我跑步的方式。
This brings us to our text today.
这样就我们来到今天的经文面前。
See, I was, by God's grace and His strength, able to complete that marathon.
靠着神的恩典和能力，我能够跑完那一次马拉松。
And I was happy to say that I did not lose the basketball once.
我非常高兴告诉大家，我一次都没有失球。
Though some people tried to steal it from behind who were running with me.
跟我一起跑的人，有人试图从后面偷球。
And that happens when you have over 40,000 other runners in the New York City Marathon.
当然，当你想象有四万人参加纽约马拉松的时候，当然会有这样的事儿。
When I finally got to Central Park,
最终我跑到中央公园的时候
，I was definitely not first.
当然，我不是第一名。
But I was not last.
也不是最后一名。
I was 39,837th.
我是三万九千多名嘛。
But not last.
但反正不是最后。
You see, in the Bible, it talks about our faith being almost like a race.
圣经里面讲到我们的信心就像跑步一样。
And it is not a sprint.
不是短跑。
It is not a short race.
也不是短距离。
It is a race that we run our entire lives.
而是我们一生的奔跑。
It takes patience.
需要忍耐。
It takes perseverance.
需要忍耐，需要坚持。
It takes dedication.
需要坚持。
And most of all, it takes focus.
特别需要我们集中精力。
As we focus on verse 2 of Hebrews 12,
如果我们仔细来看希伯来书第十二章第二节的时候
，In this version, it says, "Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith."
这里面讲到信心是为我们。耶稣是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
In the King James Version, it says he is the author and finisher of our faith.
King James Version 是讲到说他是我们信心创始成终者。
Now, really quickly, we have to understand what do they mean by author and finisher.
我们需要明白创始者和成终者的意义。
Well, let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the beginning. When we think of the word author,
当我们当我们想这个词就是创始者的时候
Oftentimes you think of someone who writes a book.
很多时候我们就想到一本书的作者
Someone who writes different things down, whether they came up with it or they're just writing down the ideas of somebody else.
他们或者呢他们描述他们自己的想法或者别人的想法
However, in the original Greek that the New Testament was written in,
那在新约圣经的原文就是希腊文里面
The word author hereDoes not just mean someone who writes something down.
这个词呢，不单单是讲到说是写作的那个人。
In fact, it means something much greater than that.
而是有更多的意义。
Something of an originator, of a creator, even someone of a princely office.
乃是讲到说，就是呢，那个最初的有那个想法的，就是最初的那个创造者。
This not only says that they are original in what they've made, but they also have the power to sustain what they've made.
不单单是说这是最初他的想法，而且他还有能力能够保守他所说的。
How many people here, besides the greatest book in the world, the Bible, have ever read a good book? Raise your hand.
那我们当中有哪些人除了读圣经之外，还读过其他的伟大的书籍？
And we have many great authors in history.
历史上有很多伟大的作者。
Some people would say Charles Dickens.
有人说是查理·狄更斯。
Some people would say different self-help books you could buy now by say Tony Robbins.
还有现在一些很多现在有名的作者。
Many, many books throughout history.
在历史上有出现了很多的书。
However, as great as these books are,
无论这些书如何的了不起。
The author himself does not have the power to implement what he's written in your life.
但是呢，这些书的作者没有办法在你的生命中来改变，使他的按照他所说的来改变。
It can move you with emotion. It can move you with passion to maybe live greater, or to cry, or to laugh, or to be sad.
它可以激发你的感情，让你非常的激动，让你啊、让你哭，让你笑。
But the author himself cannot physically help you or help you be empowered to live lives like you read about in those books.
而但是呢，这些作者他们没有能力让你们活得像这个书里面他所描写的那些。
That is why in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, it is so powerful that you know the meaning of the word author is not just simply someone who writes an idea down, but someone who gives the idea, but also gives the empowerment to live the idea every single day.
所以呢，这就是为什么希伯来书第十二章二节那样的宝贵，因为这个书的作者不单单告诉你这些他想法，而且他给你能力，让你能够活出这里面的话。
I don't know, but many times when we live this Christian life, we have this ideal sometimes that besides Jesus helping us, then we have to do a lot of things on our own.
那么在我们基督徒生活里面，我们好像有一种理想，就是说，除了耶稣基督来帮助我们的话，除了耶稣基督来帮助我们，我们自己还要能够活出来。
Sometimes we can get in this mentality that I thank God for dying for me, but now I have to do all the hard stuff by myself.
我们不知道为什么有那种想法，就是我知道耶稣基督为我死了，但是我靠自己，我还要能够活出一种生命来。
And I believe in this verse that the Bible is bringing us back to the ideal that we were never meant to walk alone.
那这节圣经就告诉我们说，其实我们不再是自己而活。
You see, during my marathon in 2007.
在我2007年所参加的马拉松中
I had to go a long distance, 26 miles.
我要跑很长的距离，要跑26英里。
However, I had the advantage and encouragement of never dribbling the ball alone.
但是呢，我的一个优势就是我从来没有独自一个人的运球过。
For the person who asked me to run the race,
那个请求我参加比赛那个人
made sure there was someone next to me also dribbling a basketball, so I was not the only one.
他呢找到了人一直跟着我一起跑一起拍球，所以我从来没有一个人运球。
In some places, I had up to 6 to 7 other guys dribbling a basketball with me.
有的时候甚至有六七个人跟我一起运球跑。
It helped, so I wasn't the only one being made fun of.
所以因为不是我一个人，所以这对我是很大的帮助。
But I never was alone.
我从来没有一个人。
In fact, even as I was running through Central Park because I wanted to just get the race done, I had my lovely wife who ran even a couple of miles with me as well.
即使最终我快要到中央公园，我要结束的时候，我亲爱的妻子她陪着我一同跑了一两英里。
And after she ran those miles, I knew she was the one.
这个时候我就知道我要娶她。
See, I guess I see it like this. How many people have ever heard of Spider-Man before?
我们当中有没有人听说过蜘蛛人？
Okay. Spider-Man is this made-up action hero who saves people through his tremendous abilities and strength.
蜘蛛人呢是一个虚构的人物，他靠着他的力量拯救了很多人。
And when they get in trouble, or when they get in a bad predicament, or when there's an enemy, he swoops in from out of nowhere, picks them up, and puts them someplace else out of harm's way.
当这些人在危险当中的时候，这个蜘蛛人就不知道从哪里突然出现，然后拯救他们，把他们带到安全的地方。
Everybody loves him. Everybody thinks he's the greatest superhero, and it's terrific.
每个人都喜欢他，每个人都认为他是了不起的英雄，实在是非常美好的故事。
They make movies about him. They make cartoons. They made a song about him. He's a good guy.
就有电影，有卡通片，有各式各样的歌曲。
However, I believe in our society today, we confuse Jesus Christ with Spider-Man.
那但是今天我想很多人迷惑了，搞不清楚耶稣基督和蜘蛛人的区别。
Many times I'm even from my own experience, sometimes we get ourselves in situations, or situations come, and we immediately call out for help.
当我们遇到一些情况的时候，我们马上就求助。
And we look for someone to swoop in and save us, someone to alleviate our discomfort or our pain sometimes.
我们希望有人从天而降救我们，能够使我们解脱苦难。
And the amazing thing about Jesus is he's so faithful that he comforts us, that in his word it says that when we call out to him, that he is there for us.
耶稣，我们也讲到耶稣基督，他是我们的安慰者，当我们呼叫他的时候，他也在那里。
And I believe that is not the danger, but I believe there is a danger after that is most, that we most need to realize.
有这种想法并不危险，但是呢，之后的想法可能会有危险。
See, the thing about Spider-Man is he saves people, but then he also just puts them down someplace safe and says, have a nice day.
蜘蛛人呢，是把这些人救出来到一个安全的地方，然后就对他们说再见。
Jesus Christ does not simply want to pick us up and save us and then put us down and say, have a nice life.
主耶稣并不是说拯救了我们，把我们放下，然后跟我们说你平安吧。
He wants to empower us to live a life beyond what we were living before we were saved.
他乃是要给我们一个生命，给我们力量，让我们改变过去的生活，过去的生命。
Jesus himself said he did not come here just to give us life, but to give us life abundantly.
耶稣基督说，我来是叫你们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
That is something I believe we need to meditate on every single day, this abundant life that he wants to give us, not just to be put in different locations, but to be put in a greater state of being.
这是我们每天都要思想的，耶稣基督来，他不单单是要给我们生命，而且是要给我们一个更高的生命。
I believe this comes from abiding in him.
而这来自于住在他的里面。
Sticking with this Spider-Man idea.
再想一想蜘蛛人。
There was a little boy in class one time.
曾经有一个小孩去上学。
And his teacher had asked the class to say any place you would want to live in the whole entire world.
老师问的问题是说，在这个世界上，你愿意住在哪里呢？
And you must think in the assignment, you must think of some place that is nice, that is hospitable, that is warm, and some place where you would feel most comfortable.
你要想一个在世界上的地方是最最啊。美好的、友好的、让你最舒适的地方。
Some kids said they wanted to live in the jungle.
有的孩子说他想要住在森林里面。
And the teacher explained, well, there's lions, there's tigers, there's all types of animals. You could get hurt. There's lots of different insects.
说你住在，但是老师说那里面有狮子、有老虎、有各样的蚊虫。
Some kids said they wanted to live in the North Pole.
有的孩子说他想住在北极。
And she explained that Santa Claus does not exist and that there is polar bears and it is very cold and you would not survive long.
那老师跟他讲，那里没有圣诞老公公，那里面很冷，有北极熊在那里面啊，非常的寒冷。
And as different ones went up and said different places they would like to live that were very exotic, like the desert or like underwater, she explained that those are not very rational places to live.
这些孩子有各种各样的想法，有人喜欢住在沙漠，有人喜欢住在深海里面，但是都是不切合实际的，老师跟他们解释说。
And then there was one little boy who said, I want to live in New York City.
这时候有个小男孩说他喜欢纽约市。
And sticking with the theme, the teacher said, oh, it's a lot of cars, it's very busy, there could be crime there.
老师还是按照同样的思路告诉他说那里面有很多的车，有很多的犯罪率也很高，人也很多。
The teacher was basically trying to get the kids to enjoy living where they were now with their moms and their dads and realize that's the best place to live.
那老师其实是想让他们明白最好的地方就是他们的家，有他们的父母。
However, the little boy spoke up and said, yes, I know all these things, teacher.
那这些孩子都说，老师，我们当然知道。
But Spider-Man also lives there.
他说，但是。
And he will protect me from everything.
他说那个蜘蛛人也在，他可以保护我。
As long as I stay in New York City, he will save me.
那个孩子说，只要我在纽约市住着，那蜘蛛人他就会保护我。
And as funny and as maybe immature as this answer was from this little boy,
这个小孩的回答虽然不成熟，
he knew the secret of protection was staying in the vicinity of where Spider-Man lived.
但是他知道一个秘密，就是你要安全的话呢，你就住在路人他能够管到的区域之内。
And I believe a principle for us as men and women of faith is understanding abiding in Christ.
那对我们来说，我们这些信的人乃是要知道要住在耶稣基督里面。
Abiding in His Word.
住在他的话里。
Abiding in the fellowship of other believers.
住在与弟兄姐妹的交通里。
And abiding in His truth and in His love.
乃住在他的真理和爱里面。
See, in this verse, He is the author. He is the one who gives us life. He is the one who gives us faith. But He also said He provides the power to live that faith out as we abide in that.
这节圣经告诉我们说，他是我们信心的创始者，就是信心是从他来的，而且他也给我们能力，能够活在信心里面。
Now see, the difficult part about this verse is sometimes the second half. Maybe not the first part, but the second half.
但是这节经文里面比较困难的是第二部分。
Maybe it's not even the second half. Maybe it's even in the middle.
也许是在这两部分中间的是比较困难的。
See, I'll be honest with you. The marathon that I ran in 2007, the beginning was not hard.
其实2007年跑马拉松的时候，那起步并不困难。
I had been training for quite some time leading up to the marathon, and the beginning it was exciting. It was, you know, there was if you've ever seen the New York City Marathon, there was lots of people watching.
我经过一段时间的训练之后，那个起跑并不困难，大家都知道，那有好多人在那里观看。
In fact, on this sunny day, there was over 2 million people in the streets watching the marathon.
那天天气很好，在马路上大概有200万人观看。
And when we went over the first bridge, which was the Staten Island Bridge, we went over the first bridge into Brooklyn, the streets were packed.
那我们跑过第一座桥，就是Staten Island 那座桥的时候，马路上全都是人，挤满了人。
People were cheering, people were waving. It was incredible.
大家在给你加油，大家在向你挥手，那非常的激励人。
And then after the 5 mile mark, we went from Brooklyn into Queens, and there was even more people.
那跑过5英里之后，我们进入皇后区的时候，那街上的人就更多了。
And then it was terrific, and then we went a brief stint into Manhattan, going up towards the Bronx. And there was even more people on Fifth Avenue. It was incredible.
过了一段时间，当你到了曼哈顿第五大道，到了从 Queens 到曼哈顿到第五大道，你向Bronx 跑的时候，那边的人甚至更多。
However, at about the 13 and 14 mile mark, we went into the Bronx.
那么跑过13或者14英里之后，我们就到了布朗区。
There was not as much cheering.
那边就没有什么欢呼。
It didn't happen to be as sunny. I don't know. Maybe the clouds came over at that time. It wasn't as sunny anymore.
而且呢，天也不再晴朗，好像天上就有云了。
And it was at that point.
就在那一刻。
That the race got very difficult.
那个奔跑就变得非常困难。
And you began to question why were you doing this?
你开始怀疑自己为什么要跑。
See, your body, it's called the wall.
那个叫做墙。
And when you decide to run a marathon, racers talk about it, at approximately the 14 mile mark to approximately the 20 mile mark, your body begins to give out.
那就是也就是你当跑到14到20英里那段时间的时候，你的身体就筋疲力尽。
Your legs feel incredibly heavy.
你的腿非常的沉重。
You get a very dry mouth.
你的嘴也非常的干燥。
Cramps often occur at this time.
这时候你开始呼吸困难。
And it's something that you must get through. And if you stop along the way, most people say you will not start again.
那时候是非常困，你必须克服。如果那个时候你停下来的时候，好多人告诉你说，你就再也跑不动了。
And the finish line looks very, very far away.
终点就看对你来讲就非常非常遥远。
As men and women in Christ,
在耶稣基督里的人
，What do we do in this middle part?
在我们跑到一半的时候，我们应当怎样呢？
We remember giving our lives to Christ. We remember wanting to serve Christ.
我们记得我们把生命奉献给基督，我们记得我们要服侍基督。
And we understand the awesome, amazing, eternal glory that He has for us in heaven.
我们也知道他在天上为我们所预备的荣耀。
But this middle part, this tough part, this part that we don't seem we have the strength to get to. How do we get to this?
那么在中途，在这个困难的中途，我们觉得没有力量的时候，我们怎么办？
See in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says he is the author and perfecter, the finisher of our faith.
希伯来书十二章第二节告诉我们说，耶稣基督是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
In many versions, it uses the word perfect.
在很多翻译里面用到的词是完全者。
And we have this misideal about the word perfect.
那有的时候我们会误解。
It was the great basketball player Wilt Chamberlain who scored 100 points in one game.
那历史上有一个非常伟大的球员叫做张伯伦，他在一场比赛中曾经得过153分。
Who said, "People tell me that nobody is perfect, but then people tell me that practice makes perfect. I wish they would just make up their minds."
有人告诉我们说，没有那个十全十美的，但是如果你不断的练习，你就可以达到那一步。
And sometimes we think, "Well, there's no way I can be perfect. I can't make it."I can't, it's too hard.
有的时候我们常常觉得我没有办法完美，我无论如何也达不到。
However, once again, we must understand the amazing words in God's word.
但是我们还是要明白神的话何等的奇妙。
See, the word perfecter or finisher in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 here.
在希伯来书二章第二节那里面讲到的这位成终者。
In Greek, the word is pronounced telotes.
在希腊文里面，这个词的发音是
telotes. Yes. Which is the only time it is mentioned in the New Testament.
就在新约中是唯一的一次出现。
We think of finishing as the end, the completion.
我们以为结束就是到达终点，就是结束了。
If someone says, "I'm going to make you perfect," we believe, okay, well then at the end, then there's something that will happen that will transition me to perfection.
当有人说我让你成为十全十美的，那个意思呢，就是我这个到达那一步的时候，我就结束了。
However, the awesome thing about this word is that it has no time limit in the Greek.
但是其实在原文里面这个意思呢是在讲时间上是没有穷尽的。
See, the best way to describe it would be a continual finishing.
最好的意思呢是说不断的成就。
It's almost like if you were to try to clean a table to a perfect shine, but you continually clean it to make it even greater, even better, even more pristine.Every single time.
就好像呢，你在擦一个桌面，你一直不断擦，一直不断的擦，一直不断擦，每一次都使它更加的光亮。
And every time it gets better. Every time it gets greater. And it's not just, oh, the table is clean, but is continually being clean, continually being finished.
乃是说，不是呢，你擦一次就完了，而是每擦一次都更好，每擦一次都更好，每擦一次都更好。
Those are the awesome words.Christ promises he has for us.
这就是耶稣基督给我们的应许。
He said, "I started this race with you."
他说，我跟你一同开始这样的奔跑。
And even in the middle, when you think you're alone, I'm still helping you finish, helping you finish, helping you finish.
即使在中途你感到你精疲力尽的时候，他也在那里帮助你来完成，帮助你完成，帮助你完成。
Because see, I had to run past mile 14 to get to mile 15, and I had to run past mile 15 to get to mile 16.
我要跑了十四英里才能到第十五英里，我要跑了十五英里才能够进入第十六英里。
And every mile got me closer to finishing.
每一英里就让我离终点更近。
Much like Christ, He's there from the first mile all the way to the last mile, closer and closer as we become more and more.Finished like him.
就像耶稣基督，他从第一英里就开始带着我们，一英里一英里，离着终点越来越近，越来越像他。
He's never gone anywhere. He's never left.
他从来不离开我们。
Of course, this is easy to say sometimes on Sunday morning.
当然呢，在礼拜天的上午这样说一说是很容易的。
Sometimes this can be much harder to imagine in our own homes.
那么在我们的家里的时候就比较困难。
I know for our students in our schools.
对学生来讲在学校就比较难。
In our jobs.
在我们工作上。
Is he still with me? Is he still finishing to make me more like him? Because things seem very, very difficult at the moment.
那我们常常会怀疑他是不是在我们这里来帮助我们来跑完前面的路程让我们越来越像他因为有的时候我们的环境确实很艰难
And honestly as men and women we see unfinished business all around us
那当然我们看周围的时候有很多没有完成的工作
It sometimes has become a habit of our culture to look around and see things that are not finished
那成为我们文化的一部分我们周围有许多没有完成的事
Whether it's in personal promises that have been made to us
那许多人的应许
Maybe at work, maybe at school.
也许工作，也许学习。
Maybe through politics.
也许政治。
It's our habit to be cynical, to be skeptical.
我们已经怀疑，已经成为我们一种习惯。
We live in a very skeptical society in a skeptical times.
这是一个怀疑的时代，一个怀疑的世界。
And when we see this all around us,
当我们看我们周围环境的时候
，it's very even difficult for ourselves to want to.Be ones that finish.
让我们自己去完成一个事情的时候都觉得很难。
Sometimes we feel like what's the point?
有时候我们觉得有什么意义。
See in the word, in Philippians 1 and 6.
在腓立比书一章六节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
腓立比书一章六节。
Christ reassures us again through the words of the Apostle Paul.
基督借着保罗再次向我们保证。
It says, For I am confident of this very thing, that he, Jesus, our Lord, who began a good work in you, will perfect it until the day of his returning.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的就是主耶稣基督必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
And I understand that it gets difficult sometimes.
我知道有的时候会很困难。
In James 1 verse 4,
在雅各书一章四节
it talks about the difficulty of trials.
讲到试炼的困难。
However, it states that as we have endurance,
但是说忍耐
and let endurance have its perfect result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
See, the result of endurance is perfecting.
忍耐的结果就是成功。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 reiterates the same message.
腓立比书三章十二节讲到同样的事。
Paul discusses the push, sometimes the push we have to make in abiding in Christ for perfection.
那里面讲到要竭力追求，有时我们要竭力追求才能够完全。
Verse 12 it says, Not that I have already attained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
You see, it's all around us.
圣经里面有很多的地方。
But it's not in our power. It's in our weakness.
就乃是在我们软弱中神来帮助我们。
Paul knew this.
保罗知道这一点。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
在哥林多后书十二章。
2 Corinthians 12 verse 9.
哥林多后书第十二章第九节。
Paul says, and he is referring to a weakness he has. He asked the Lord to remove the weakness, to remove it and to get rid of it, because Paul had this idea that he wanted to be whole, to be perfect, that he himself could achieve perfection, that he could take care of it himself, that God, just please remove this so that I can just continue being perfect. You know, Spider-Man, come in, save me, so I can get on with my perfection, my great life.
保罗身上有软弱，所以呢，他跟神求 使他能够啊完全，他也希望啊他能够不断的完全，真的是他也求像那个蜘蛛人来啊把这个软弱挪去。
The Lord replies to Paul, says, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.
但是主对他说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weakness, so the power of Christ may dwell in me.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力伏庇我。
See, if we think perfection comes from us,
如果我们认为完全是因为我们自己的话，
just like Wilt Chamberlain, we will be confused.
那就好像张伯伦的故事一样，我们就会疑惑。
We will continually be striving to attain it, but we never will.
我们会努力的去得到，但是我们达不到。
But in Christ,
但是在基督里。
It is an awesome continual process.
但是呢，它可以帮，在它的里面，我们可以不断的达到那个。
I want to tell you a story.
我想跟大家讲一个故事。
See, I'm going to be moving around a little bit as I tell this story, so I'll try to make sure I speak very loudly. So please listen as best as you can.
讲这个故事的时候，我会前后走动，所以我尽量的啊提高声音，希望大家注意听。有一个年轻人，
he was a contractor. He built houses.
他是一个建筑房屋的合同工。
He loved building houses.
他非常热爱他的工作。
In the beginning, he would start at sunup.
一开始，
and he would go all the way until the sun went down.
从日出到日落，他一直工作。
Sometimes he would even turn on the light so he could work at night when everybody else left.
有的时候他甚至呢点挑灯夜战，当别人都回家的时候。他喜爱建筑，他喜爱建造，这是对他来讲，这是世界上最好的工作。好多年，他感到疲倦了，他缺少力量了。有时候他就不想工作了，他甚至想到说也许我应该退休了。然后呢，他下定决心，这两座房子建完之后，我就跟我的老板说我要退休了。他到老板面前，对他老板说，这两栋房子造完了，我要退休了。
The boss says to him, oh, I have one more house for you to do, just one more.
老板对他说，就再造一栋房子。
He says, I'm tired.
他说我累了，疲倦了。
I've been trying very hard.
我努力的工作。
And the boss says, just one more house.
但是老板说，就再一栋房子。
He says, you know what? Fine, I'll do this one more house.
他说，好吧，我就再造一栋。
So he starts with the foundation.
他从根基开始。
And as you know, after the foundation, you need to lay the floor.
然后根基之后呢，就是地板。
Now, excuse me.Now, as you lay the floor for after the foundation, you need to, of course, use something to nail it down to.
Right. 摆上地板之后还要钉钉。
And he had a decision to make.
他要做一个决定。
He said, "I'm tired."
他说我累了。
And you know what?
所以呢？
These nails look about right. These nails will do. So he started to try to nail it in. And I will do this very gently.
他说我就用这种钉子好了。
And see, going into the wood, the nail had no problem.
No problem going into the wood. 钉到木头上是没有问题的。
However, the nail didn't need to just go into the wood, it needed to go into the cement for the foundation.
但是呢，钉子不单单要穿过木头，而且要进入到那个根基的水泥里面。
And he started to see that the nail wasn't going through the cement.
看到呢，那个钉子进不去。
And he said, you know what? No one will ever know.
所以就把钉子敲弯了。
I've worked too hard. It's too tough for me to nail it into the cement.
我不需要那么费力了，把钉子钉到水泥里太吃力了。
And starting from the foundation, he started to maybe take little shortcuts here and there.
结果呢，从根基开始，他就有一点偷工减料。
Maybe not putting in four nails, he put in three.
有的时候该四个钉子的时候，他只钉三个。比方说。
Maybe some of the wood that was already purchased for him to buy, he said, let me use this the skinnier wood, it's easier to put stuff together that way.
用料呢也比较偷工减料。
And I just want to get done.
我就是想要把工作做完。
So after approximately 6 months,
大约六个月之后，
shows up at the boss's house and says, hey, I finished, I'm done, I'm retired.
对了，他就对老板说，我造完了，我要退休了。
And the boss said, you finished the house, you did a great job.
老板对他说，你房子造好了，非常了不起啊。
And he said, it was great, good job, it was good enough, I'm tired, I'm done.
他对老板说，我做得很好啊，我累了，我要退休了。
And the boss took out the keys for the house and said, here is your retirement present.
然后老板拿出一串钥匙来说，这个是给你退休的奖励。
You can imagine his face.
你可以想象他的反应。
He did not know that he was going to get an all-expense paid house as a present for all his years of hard work.
他并不知道，他所付出的乃是要给他的奖励。
He would have probably done so many things differently if he knew that from the start.
如果一开始他知道的话，很多事情他会做的不一样。
I don't know about you, but I know for me.
我不知道大家如何，但是我知道自己。
I get tired sometimes.
有的时候我疲倦。
And I know I'm faced with a choice every single day.
我每天都要选择。
What do I choose to do?
我要做什么？
Do I finish? Or do I just get tired?
我把它完成，还是我感到疲倦？
See, the awesome thing about reading this verse that encourages me, that was encouraging me as I read it and as I thought about it.
当我读这一节经的这一节经文的时候，其中非常令人惊异的非常好的事
is I think, well, if I want to finish strong, who can I look up to? Who is a role model for that?
如果我要完成的话，我要仰望谁呢？
See, the problem with this house is that he chose to use what was easy sometimes instead of what was difficult.
那造房的这个故事里面让我们看到的，有的时候他选择了容易的而不是呢艰难的道路。
This is called a masonry nail.
这种钉子有一个特别的名字，叫做 racing.
Masonry. Yeah, it's thicker and it's.
这种钉子比较宽，比较厚。
It's much more harder to nail.
那么钉进去呢也更加的困难。
However.It lasts.
但是呢，它可以持久。
It's also a bit hard to nail in.
跟通常的钉子不同。
It stays in the concrete.
它能够在水泥上边啊，它可以钉住在水泥上。
The other nail doesn't make it through.
另外一个钉子钉不进去。
It does.
但是这个能够钉进去。
Now I'll be honest with you. When I need a role model, as to someone who finishes great.
我需要一个榜样，他能够完成。
I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ used the difficult nails for us.
非常感谢主耶稣基督，他选择的是那一个难钉的钉子。
He didn't take the easy nails. He didn't take the easy way out.
他没有选择一个简单的路，容易的路。
He took the cross.
他背负十字架。
And as the verse continues into verse 3, it says he spurned its shame for the joy set before him.
就像在第三节又继续说，他为我们忍受了十字架的苦难。
See, as we read this verse in from 1 through 3,
我们一同读第一节到第三节的时候，
It's beautiful because it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter or finisher of our faith.Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Verse 3, consider him who has endured so much, so that you yourself will not grow weary and lose heart.
第三节，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Jesus Christ did not kind of finish or just get by for us. He took it all the way to the cross of Calvary for our sins.
耶稣基督他没有中途而废，而是背着十字架，一直背着十字架到了哥哥塔，是为了我们的缘故。
And if he finished that way for us.
如果他这样为我们完成，我们应当何等的受鼓励，让我们可以啊背起十字架啊，照着他所给我们的力量。
Maybe he's calling us to be a stronger finisher at school in our projects. Maybe we can glorify God in that.
也许他呼召我们在学校，我们可以在学业上完成的更好，按照他的呼召。
Maybe he's calling us to be stronger as a husband, as a wife.
也许让我们在家里面成为一个更优秀的丈夫，更优秀的妻子。
Maybe in our jobs.
也许在我们工作上。
Maybe with our family.
与我们的家庭。
Maybe spending greater time with him in a greater way.
让我们跟他有更好的关系。
I don't know individually what Jesus Christ is calling you to be a greater finisher at.
我不知道主耶稣对你的呼召让你成为一个能够完成的更好的呼召是什么。
I know what he is in my life, and I know what that means.
我也知道，但是我知道他在我生命中的呼召，我也知道他的意义。
And it's not easy, and in ourselves, it will be frustrating, and tiring, and impossible.
是不容易的，如果靠我们自己的话，我们容易灰心丧气，也是不可能的。
And with him,
但是靠着他，
it still might be at times frustrating,
我们也许还会有灰心的时候，
and tiring,
或者疲倦，
but we can finish.
但是我们可以完成。
And I believe that's the type of example that when other people see you finish that way, they will say, I want to finish like that.
同样当别人看到我们这样被主所完全的时候，别人也会说我也羡慕能够成为他那样。
If that's a Christian, I want what he has.
如果他是一个基督徒的话，我也想要像他那样。
Because he may be tired.
也许他疲倦了。
He may get frustrated at times.
也许他灰心了。
But he is strong because of his Jesus.
但是他有力量，因为他与主同在。
And he is able to finish.
他能够完成。
Like I said, I'm not sure what God is calling you to. I would encourage you to take that time and ask Him. What is he calling you to be a greater finisher at?
就像我说的，我不知道主在你身上的呼召是什么，但是我们要思想神如何带领我们去完成。
Ask him for details. The awesome thing about our God is he is a God of details.
那我们讲到细节的时候，我们知道我们神是注重细节的神。
He is not Spider-Man. Have a nice life.
他不是像蜘蛛人那样说，你好。
He will show you the race that is marked out for you.
而是他帮你要奔跑的路，他为你预定的奔跑的路，显明给你。
As you know, I'm a school teacher.
大家知道我在学校当老师。
And I know my race this year is in Union City at my high school.
我知道神教我所奔跑的是在 Union City 的高中里面。
I know my race this year is with my amazing wife at home.
我知道我要奔跑的是在家里跟我的妻子的关系。
Your race might be in Newark. Your race might be at your school. Your race might be in your home. Wherever that may be, that's the race he has you on, and that is a great race to be a part of.
你所要奔跑的，也许是在这里，也许是在你的学校，也许是在你的家里。但是不管哪里，神都为你预备，要你去奔跑前面的路。
As I said last time.I can be very forgetful.
我上次说过了，我的记性不大好。
So, in the back, kind of like last time, I brought you presents.
所以像上次一样，我给大家带来礼物。
Nails.
钉子。
See, I know I forget because I don't remember sometimes when.When something may have been said that I want to challenge me.
我知道我有的时候会忘事。
So I keep this nail next to my desk at school.
所以呢，我把这个钉子就放在我学校的桌子旁。
Which is also next to the rock that you guys got last time.
那就是放在那个上次讲到那个盒子旁边。
Because I don't know about you, sometimes in the morning.Everything's going good. The first period class is good. The second period class, the students are good. The third period class, they're quiet. They sit. They behave.
在学校就总是这样一天开始的时候一切都很好第一个课间，第二个课间，第三个课间这些孩子表现都很好。
And then the kids have lunch.
然后呢，他们去吃中餐。
And then they buy candy.
然后。
And then they have sugar.
吸入了糖分。
And then they like to talk a lot.
然后他们开始讲话。
Sometimes they like to throw their books.
有时候喜欢扔书。
And sometimes I feel like I'm done.
有时候我就觉得完事了。
But when I see the nail,
但是当我看到钉子的时候
，I get encouraged to know I need to finish.
我就得到激励，我要完成。
Even if it's just for that day, I need to finish.
即使是那一天，我需要把它完成。
Not just for my students.
不单单是为了我的学生。
But if Jesus Christ did it for us.
但是耶稣基督为我们成就了。
I want to do it for him.
我也要为他而做。
We'll have this case in the back, and if you want to remember to be a man, to be a woman who wants to be perfected.Finish as Christ finished. Take a nail with you. Put it someplace you'll see it.
那大家如果你也希望像耶稣基督那样能够在能够靠着主的恩典能够完成的话，你也拿一个钉子放在你能够看到的地方。
Like I said before, this is no.There is no magic in the nail.
像我说的，这个钉子本身并没有什么魔力。
Trust me, I've tried.
我尝试过。
But when I see it,
但是当我看到它的时候
，it reminds me to ask the one who finished for help for myself to finish.
它就提醒我要求那位能够使我们信心创始成终的那一位来帮助我来完成。
And I believe that's the key.
我相信这是关键。
It's not about what we can do.
不是我们能做什么。
But it's about what he's done.
而是他已经做了。
What he started.
他所开始的。
and like it says in His Word, what He has promised to complete and finish.
就是按照他所应许的，他要来完成。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
God, thank you so much for loving us.
神，谢谢你这样爱我们。
That you chose to take the nails on that cross.
你选择了十字架上的钉子。
To finish what we could never do.
来完成我们永远也达不到的。
But you not only took the pain and took the suffering and took our sin.
不单单你自己承担了我们的痛苦和我们的罪恶。
But you showed that you were the greatest finisher by rising from the dead as well.
但是你从死里复活来向我们显明你是最伟大的完成者。
We thank you for the life that you've given us, Lord.
主，我们谢谢你给我们的生命。
Forgive me for the times that I thought I could do it on my own.
赦免我，因为有时候我觉得我可以靠自己可以完成。
Help me to be a man and a woman and all of us to be men and women that finish strong for you.
帮助我们成为我们能够为你所完成的。
Knowing it's not in ourselves.
不是靠我们自己。
But from you that the power comes.
而是从你而来的力量。
Thank you for your people.
谢谢你的。
In your awesome name.
因你宝贵的名。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.